to get out of the house and to think of something, or to, I don't know if I want to just write something down in my notebook, and I'll walk over here and I'll sit in one of the small pagodas on the end, and it's actually nicer to be there when it's when there's terrible weather and it's windy and raining. You know, it's just nice to be sort of in the middle of nowhere and surrounded by the sea and the sound. It tends to be the place where I go most often, I guess.
Some would say, when you've been here 38 years, haven't you ever thought of moving on somewhere? And though I do go and travel, the more I go, the more I really, really want to come home.
Well, it's quite a magical place, really. You never quite know who you're going to meet on the pier. It's a place where experiences happen and change all the time. Sometimes it's very happy, sometimes it can make you quite sad. It depends why the people are coming to the pier.
When I was young, we used to have dances on there on a Saturday night. Youngsters, teenagers. In those days, it wasn't an organised dance like you have now. Somebody would go along with their record player, and somebody else would come along with a pile of records, and somebody else would come along with a pile of their records.
This lady, Mrs. Bowler, she, in her pram, she used to take all her whatever home, and she'd bring whatever she'd have next day, and she used to have this big old pram wheeling down the pier, this old pram, you know, Mrs. Bowler. She was quite a character.
She was the sort of person people used to go on the pier just to see Mrs. Bowler, you know?
Yeah.
Four youngsters walking down here, and they had a guitar in their hand. I saw them going down, I saw them coming back. I went to the door and I said, come on, come in, and let's hear you sing a song. And they came in, and there was a couple sitting here from Canada, and they were all in here. And I sang them some songs, and they sang me some songs. That's what P is all about, it brings people together. It really, really does.
I remember walking, she was 10 days old, and my husband and I walked her to the end of the pier. It had one of these little machines somewhere on the pier where you stamped, and I stamped, we stamped the metal strip of Mary's name, the time and the date and her birthdays.
Fell in love with it ourselves and decided that this is where we wanted to be if we could get this business, and it happened, which was great.
Thank you.
sometimes I'll come down with a guitar, and if I want to rehearse a number, I'll sit here and do it. Alamo, my roses cochion. Alamo, my lilies quinion. The light changes on the page depending on the Alamo, time of day. The best time, I believe, is in the evening, especially in the early spring or in the late autumn when the sun is low in the sky. It sets over Anglesey or straight down the streets here and just shines like an incredible searchlight straight down the streets. Lights up all the mountains behind. It's quite amazing. Oh, I'm going home. I can best come Rosemary. I'd like more. I can't place you. I'd like more. I want to be. I'd like more.
They say, oh, I'm from Canada, I heard about your scones. Victor, who was here before, he was also a baker. He was here 13 years, and he used to produce scones, but he passed away sadly, so his recipe went with him. And now we have our own recipe, which is also a very old one. If you're in the gazebo, just directly to the left, it's the most beautiful house in front of you with the turrets on the top. You remember the Titanic ship. The staircase inside is a replica of the one in the house there. Well, it was inside the house there. So, yeah, it's fun, fascinating.
Because ours is a Victorian pier.
It won several major awards at the time.
Yeah.
Actually got what's called the Europa Nostra. The Bangor Pier gained it. They also awarded one to the restoration of a temple on the Acropolis in Athens, which tells you the league in which Bangor Pier was on.